The Humphrey School of Public Affairs is partnering with the University of Minnesota Extension on a study to talk about, or rather to take a look at, economic and population trends in rural Minnesota and help communities attract more residents. Assistant Professor Fernando Berga joins us this morning as our guest. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fascinated to learn more about this. Back in the day, 20 years ago or so now, it was thought that the internet was really going to make it possible for folks to live pretty much anywhere and work pretty much anywhere. And this was going to be kind of a revitalization of rural areas. But it hasn't exactly worked out that way. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, you know, this is the internet. Actually, I'm glad you bring that out. This is a very important topic because there's a lot of people in rural Minnesota who do not have access to internet or Wi-Fi. So this prevents them from accessing jobs, being able to place their CVs, seek employment, connect and network. So this is one of the topics that we're trying to investigate, specifically what are the things, what are the challenges that newcomers in Minnesota face in order to access jobs. So what you're saying is very relevant, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's interesting because there are so many people, of course, here in beautiful northeastern Minnesota along the shore of Lake Superior. We're used to folks coming here all the time going, oh, I want to live here. I want to work here. I want to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember years ago, and this was, of course, pre-internet, but I remember years ago going to a town in northern Minnesota and saying, man, I would love to live here. And people saying, don't come here. They said, you know, people want to come here because they want to hunt and fish and it's beautiful, but there aren't any jobs
right.
And don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you're looking at as you embark on this study? What are some of the things that you need to take into consideration?
This is a very interesting and extensive study. We're going to be doing this for about 3 years. As you mentioned, it's a collaboration between Extension and the Frank Humphrey Schools of Public Affairs. And it's a NIFA grant, which stands for National Institute of Food and Agriculture. It's a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. And the title of the grant is Rural Workforce and Entrepreneur Recruitment and Retention. That's the official title of the grant. We are focused on trying to answer three specific questions. The first question is, who are the newcomers to rural areas? Basically, you know, those folks that we really wanted to go and live in places that you mentioned. The second question is, to what extent do private and public policies attract those type of newcomers? Meaning, you know, what are the types of private initiatives going on at the community development level, or perhaps local policies such as ordinances and laws that allow people to come. And then we want to know who these folks are. We really are trying to find out who the folks that want to live in these places that you mentioned are, so that we can better address what their needs are going to be in the future.
One of the things that you may or may not know already that I'm really curious about has to do with who these people are. Do young people, millennials, these new generations, do they have the same desire that I remember a lot of people of my generation had, that I'd kind of like to stay home and live and work in my small town, but I can't find a job?
Right.
Or do they want to live in the cities and be really cool?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is exactly one of the topics we want to investigate. You know, what you mentioned has to, it deals with this issue of the so-called brain drain, right? Meaning that there are young people who leave their small towns or their rural communities to come and be hip at, at Minneapolis or St. Paul. Many of my students, as a matter of fact, you know, are kids. Like, or young people like them. But there's also another very interesting phenomenon that we're seeking to investigate, and that is what is called the brain gain. So it's the opposite of the brain drain. It's the brain gain, meaning that there's actually a demographic of people from 30 to 49 years old who actually want to return or want to go and live in rural areas. And Obviously, that is because, you know, some of us, and I include myself in this group, you know, feel that we want to have families and we want to settle in places where, you know, our kids can grow and be close to nature or close to parks, you know, perhaps affordability of home ownership is much easier. So there's different trends going on, and definitely there is this tension, you know, this question of the brain drain that you allude to, but certainly there's also brain gain going on. And in that respect, you know, we also want to find out who the types of newcomers are who are part of that brain gain. It may be people who are returning to rural Minnesota, who are going back to their communities, but it may also be newcomers to Minnesota. It may be new immigrants, or it may be actually urban folk who want to move over to rural areas because they want to enjoy a different quality of life.
And speaking as someone who's closer to the other side of the spectrum, so many people, of course, they retire, and if you are from southern Minnesota, as I am, the idea is you retire, you move up north, and then you can enjoy the lakes or whatever it might be. Since people need to work longer now before they can retire, is it possible that rural communities could, you know, there's all of these buzzwords about, you know, aging in place and this kind of thing. And I'm thinking about working in place. You know, you find yourself, perhaps you get out of the city, you work in a job the last 10 years of your career, maybe in a smaller area, that, and then you just retire there.
I mean, certainly. You not only have people who are having second careers or third careers or fourth careers in their lives. There's people who are going back to be closer to their family members. There's people who are taking hobbies and different types of experiences which are closer to rural areas in order to enjoy life in the later part of their lives. There's many different ways that people are going back or entering, such as newcomers to these areas. And in that sense, there's a lot of opportunities for small towns and rural areas to actually benefit, because many of these folks are bringing income, they're bringing knowledge, they're bringing skills, they're bringing a whole set of positive assets, which actually can make those communities thrive, which can in many ways complement some of the efforts that are already going on in these communities. We can think about, for example, the revitalization of Main Street, you know, just to think of an example, a way that many different Main Street areas in rural cities in Minnesota can benefit from new shops or from new consumers or from new entertainment happening.
What about,
so there's a lot of opportunities.
What about the attitudes of the people themselves? There are rural communities that you go to and you feel like, oh, they're so welcoming, you know, and everybody's so nice. And then there are rural communities where it's like the whole attitude is, you're not from here. And I've seen that not just in rural communities. I've actually seen that in some, you know, fairly good-sized towns, too. But there is an attitude that you can run into. You're not from here. I haven't known you your whole life. And how do newcomers get over that, especially if, I mean, even if they've got a connection to the town, but maybe it's a generation or two away?
Yeah, I think that it's a question of integration and making sure that all the folks are on the table, sitting at the table, so that, those types of discussions can take place. Not only include newcomers, but also people that have been there for a long time, and include different people from all the different sectors of these communities, the private sector, the public sector, community groups. And that's how you can then forge that type of conversation. I think ultimately, given the research that we have and also the findings that support the type of research, it is only a win-win situation in the sense that there is economic vitality that is brought to these communities. People are interested in integrating, and they're interested in providing not only economic health to their communities, but also knowledge, skills. And in that sense, it is an ongoing conversation. Sometimes it can be a difficult conversation, but it can also be a good and interesting conversation to have given the right protocols to carry it out.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to find out how this research progresses. I hope we get a chance to check in with you on this issue a few times during the course of the 3-year study. Professor Berger, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Professor Fernando Berga joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning. The Humphrey School is partnering on some fascinating research with the University of Minnesota Extension to look into economic and population trends in rural Minnesota and really dig deep into how communities can attract more residents.